Friday morning here on 2SER Brekkie, which means that Murray Old's in the studio to wrap up the biggest stories in news and sport for the week. Good morning, Murray.
Mitch, very good morning to you.
Happy Friday, man.
Yeah, good on you. You too, buddy. You too. I guess politics. Right? Yeah, 100%. Okay. It's got a wee bit of a sore lower back, but that's okay.
Too much golfing.
Too much drumming.
Oh.
Sitting on a drum stool, sitting on a box. That's all right. I should be limbered up for tomorrow morning. Don't worry about that. A bit like, look, the big stories this week have been politics, although I'm just amazed at the scale of this. They call them a wildfire in North America. It's like a bushfire.
In but Canada,
yeah. The whole city's been evacuated.
More 88,000.
88,000 people are gone. Mm. 1,600 buildings are gone. You believe that? And this is home to this enormous oil shale reserve. They say it's the third biggest oil reserve in the world.
Wow.
It's way out in the... They can see it from space. So big is the fire, they can see it from space. And the only road out, of course, you might... Got to evacuate! Right. Everybody hops in their cars and can't go anywhere.
Nowhere to go.
It's just like Parramatta Road on a busy Monday morning. So that story just boggles the mind for me. But, yeah, I mean, this week, Donald Trump, the last man standing, and... what they're going to do now, I'm not sure, but the Republicans, Rince Priebus, he's the... must have got his name in some sort of lucky, one of those fortune...
washing power.
Yeah, that's right. Rince Priebus, he runs the GOP, the grand old party, the Republican Party.
Yeah.
He's come out on Twitter, as they do now, good old Rince, and says, well, he's going to be our nominee.
Got to get behind him.
Got to get behind him to defeat Hillary Clinton. A minute before... Ted Cruz folded just blew up like a sayo in a blender.
Mm.
He was saying Donald Trump's creepy and he's me and lying.
He's a
Ted.
Liar, pathological liar.
And of course, then Shorten, beg your pardon, Trump is saying of Cruz, he's got a great future. What as? An extra in some horror movie. Horrible little thing. Anyway, yeah, look, that's American politics. I'm fascinated. I think the world's fascinated with Donald Trump, the hairdo, the wives. The best light of the week came from Barack Obama.
Yep.
About, Donald Trump's foreign policy experience. He knows Miss Azerbaijan, Miss Argentina, Miss Latvia.
Let's stick close to home, though. The budget.
And the budget was a kind of... it was always going to be attacked by Labor on fairness grounds because $80,000 and up, you get a tax break. Nothing for those in terms of tax relief for those below $80,000. But the government arguing that these people generally, the lower income earners in Australia, are in receipt of some pretty generous payments from government. Last night, Bill Shorten, it was very much a budget designed for an election, I think it's fair to say, always to be attacked by Labor on fairness grounds. And that's what we saw last night when Bill Shorten stepped up in Parliament. Just basically a blatant political pitch. He said the people of Australia, because Malcolm Turnbull will go and see Sir Peter Cosgrove this weekend and get permission for a double dissolution the first weekend of July. And Bill Shorten last night played that fairness card. He says a Labor government will scrap the company tax cuts. A Labor government will keep that deficit repair levy, that's the 2% of income, the levy that's applied to the salaries of those earning 180K or more, that's every federal politician. He says 3/4 of Australian workers won't get a cent in the government budget this week. He's also rejected a suggestion from the government. The government's played their, the age-old card that Labor's trying to stoke a class war. Shorten says it's all about fairness. So
we're kind of seeing a bit of a preview to what the election will be
100%
about.
Mitch, yeah. That's right. And we've got 59 more days until the date. I know. Wake me up when it's over. Wake me up when it's over. So I think we've got the broad parameters of the election campaign now out for all to see. And the thing for me now to watch out for, I'll be watching out for the stumbles and stuff-ups because inevitably there are. You've had ministerial careers end in the run-up to an election. They all get kind of fevered and frothy.
A wee bit frantic.
I mean, and I tell you, just one woman to look out for. There's a woman who's on Clive Palmer's Senate team.
Oh, yeah?
Man, she's a piece of work. There's that guy, Ewan Jones up in town. He's the MP for up Townsville way.
Right.
And he was in tears when the Queensland Nickel people were howling for Clive Palmer's scalp because the allegation was that he used Queensland Nickel as a personal piggy bank.
A slush fund.
Stripped all the dough out and left these poor workers, hundreds and hundreds of workers, with nothing.
Mm.
And he started to cry on national TV when Michaelia Cash was up there saying how outrageous it was. Well, this woman who's on Clive Palmer's new senator, a senatorial
ticket,
because Jones turned up at the announcement yesterday in Canberra. And he's heckling from the sidelines. This woman grabs the mic off Clive and says, "Oh, Ewan, do you want a tissue? You want a tissue, Ewan?" Oh, man. She would haunt houses, this woman, I swear to God.
Wow, look out for her.
You want a tissue? You want a tissue? Oh.
All right, there you go. Let's look at the biggest stories in news for the week.
A chill ran down my spine.
We'll go get a tissue, and Mario will take us through the biggest stories in sport. Just covered news, Mario's sport. A lot of rugby league this week.
A lot of rugby league, and it's all about Parramatta. You know, their first season in many years, and they're doing quite well. They've got a good roster, good coach. Fans are always good.
Mm.
They've won 6 out of 9, and they were doing pretty well. And then the hammer dropped. The NRL came out and said, right, you've been systematically rorting the salary cap, and there's been a very extremely thorough investigation. We're taking all 12 competition points off you. You've won this year. You're being fined $1 million. They've got the rep round this weekend, so you've got about effectively 10 days to get yourselves under the salary cap, i.e. sack players to the value of $600,000.
Get the machete out.
Get the machete out. And by the way, the five people who run the club, the five men, including Steve Sharp, the chairman, you have to go. That's all there is to it. You cannot stay around. Well, those five went rushing off to court the same day and got an injunction against any punishment being handed out. They just love those cheap buffet meals out there. they're digging in. Peter Sterling, club legend, he says, please, you guys, can you just bite the bullet and leave for the good of the club? It's not about individuals. It's about the club. And I guess, as the NRL sees it, more broadly, the game itself. Mm. This is a quality club. A lot of history, a lot of fine players, a lot of great administrators. It's, you know, these clubs don't just grow up like mushrooms. They've got to have good people running them.
Yeah.
And clearly right now, Parramatta doesn't have the best team it could possibly have. Peter Sterling is suggesting Bernie Gurr, ex-Sydney Roosters boss, would be the ideal person to take over. But anyway, they've got until the end of next week. I meant to look up who Parramatta's playing in the next round.
I think it's the Rabbitohs.
You did say the Rabbitohs, that's right. So assuming that nothing has been resolved, they'll play the Bunnies for no points.
Mm.
The NRL says until you get under the cap and until these people go, no points for you.
There's some punters out there saying that if they were to make the finals, they have to win 12 of the 15 remaining games.
That's right. I mean, that's the sort of maths, the broad maths you have to look at. And unlike the Storm, they were obliged to play for a whole season, weren't they, with no option, with no prospect of making finals football, at least at this point of the narrative, you've got the opportunity for Parramatta and the players to, you know, just produce game after game of the highest quality, win game after game and make the eight. And you'd hope they would because, gee, on paper, they're certainly good enough.
Mm. I guess off the back of that as well, more Kieran Foran news over the last week as well.
That's right. A bit of a bombshell. You've got word this morning that Kyle and Jackie O, certainly Jackie O, is facing the prospect of legal action. Lawyers for Kieran Foran have basically told Kiss FM and Jackie O, you must apologise for the suggestion she made on air that Kieran Foran's taking time away from the game. He's been given leave of absence from Parramatta. He's the captain of the club.
Mm.
He was a huge signing from Manly. He's an absolutely top-shelf player. And now he's in rehab after, we're told, a prescription overdose. And he's in a world of pain.
Mm.
And she added to it for repeating an allegation that's apparently doing the rounds about his children. He recently broke up with his longtime partner. Anyway, he's now in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. You want to see guys like that play footy.
Yeah, and you know, he's having a break from the game and you know, the limelight, and then for this to come up again is probably not what he needed at this point.
Exactly right, exactly right. So, you know, Parramatta's a club in some sort of turmoil. Let's hope the whole matter can be put to rest because the club's better than that. I tell you who's not very smart this week is Bernard Tomic. you know, the allegations of the past that he tanks games, he's in the Madrid. Is it the Madrid Open? Is it?
I believe so.
Yeah, Madrid Open on clay. It's not his favourite surface. He's getting pumped. He's in a match point, and he holds the racket at the string end.
The wrong way around.
The wrong way around, and waves the ball through. Novak Djokovic is just in his little shell like. He says, Bernard, grow up. And that's from the world number one. A guy, class all over him. Quality, quality guy. Loved around the world, admired for his tennis and for the guy he is. Just tells this little prat from Australia, pull your head out of your bum and grow up.
Grow up, Bernard. There you go. Biggest stories in the sport for the week. Thank you very much, Murray Olds.
Enjoy the weekend, Mitch.